Chestnut Tree. This is our open plan area, and as you probably noticed when you arrived, it looks very much like a big country house.
Chestnut Tree House sits in beautiful wooded grounds at the foot of the South Downs just outside Arundel. Stepping through the rounded front door into the family playroom, and you enter a brightly coloured world of dolls' houses and cuddly toys. Paints, glitter, dressing up outfits, musical instruments.
Obviously some of them, you know, might be ventilated, so have to have their breathing monitored, etc. So it's a lot of work for a family. So once they're here, they treat it as their home. So actually you can see people running around in swimming costumes just, you know, having come in from the pool, or, you know, having breakfast in their gym jams. And
with 10 specialist children's bedrooms, 8 family rooms and a team of community nurses, the hospice offers respite care to children who need round-the-clock support.
So if you're tube fed or if you're eating with a knife and fork, it doesn't matter. We've got our hydrotherapy pool here, which is fabulous. We've got tracking and hoist system, so it can take the child from the changing room right through into the, we can lower them in with, you know, ease and dignity, and then once they're in the pool, the whole family can get in together. And a lot of our children, you know, use wheelchairs or they have braces and splints and things like that, so in the water all that comes off. Most importantly, the whole family can get together and actually touch each other, which is lovely.
Sadly, there's no getting away from the fact that many of the children who stay here will die before they reach adulthood. Ultimately, what the hospice tries to offer is a good death.
And this is our reflections room. This is a quieter part of the building. Our reflections room is next door to our bereavement suite, which is a special bedroom with a specially cord bed where a child can lie after they've died. And there's like a little flatlet, and the family can be with their child and take time to say their goodbyes. So it's actually quite a plain room.
Community team leader Louise says the service they offer gives families a choice of how to say goodbye to their babies away from a hospital ward.
We've taken babies home for end-of-life care. We've had babies here at the hospice who have been ventilated and then had their care withdrawn at the hospice. And we've had babies that we've taken to lovely areas in the community where we've withdrawn care. It gives the families time, and choice is really important. So to be able to cuddle their baby without tubes and pipes and machines beeping in the background.
But for Linda Perry, Director of Children's Services, the hospice's emergency services are being called upon ever more frequently at the expense of the daily respite care they provide.
Before, it was something that happened occasionally. Now we have a list of families who have something going on that means they would really benefit from some emergency care. So it has changed. I couldn't even put a number on it completely. Tenfold, 20-fold, lots of families who are really in crisis. We try and do what we can to support everybody, but with limited resources, with the government still continuing to pay the same amount they paid 10 years ago, which amounts to about 7% of our funding, we have to find an awful lot of money, and it makes it really difficult to actually ensure that everybody gets the care they need.
Why is that, do you think?
There's a lot more children being discharged from hospital with really complex needs. I know from my experience, having been here almost 8 years, that some of the children that really wouldn't have survived when I first started here, which is only a short time ago, are now surviving up into their late teens, early 20s. And also, the services that are available to these families in some cases have been reduced, which means that sadly these families get into crisis, and that's when they're on the phone to us. There's been a new system for some people who are getting care who actually get the money from social services to pay for some of their care. For the children who are really, really complex, whilst it might work on the short term, if the person that you've employed goes off and does a different job, it's really difficult to replicate them. There has been closure of units, there's been closure of some of the paediatric services down in Eastbourne. I think there are probably less services and more children with more complex needs. It's been a real toll on my staff, who are fabulous, but we can all only cope with so much.